mainly fine. Some cloudy patches this morning, clearing by this afternoon. Highs of 20 degrees in Nice, Vence, Cannes and Antibes, reaching up to 25 degrees in parts of the Var, with a moderate southwesterly wind. This evening going down to 10 degrees in the Outremer and 9 degrees in the Var with clear skies. The outlook for the weekend, mainly fine with some passing cloud. Highs of 23 degrees with storms forecast inland in the Outremer on Saturday. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:32 and will set this evening at 25 minutes past 8. In Berlin today, 22 degrees with sunshine. Amsterdam has 19 degrees and is sunny. And Paris, 25 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. And it's a Feel Good Friday version of the Full English Breakfast. How are you? Confused? I'm not surprised. It's definitely a confusing time. To smoke or not to smoke, to wear a mask or not to wear a mask. Although, surely if it's obligatory from the 11th, shouldn't it be straight away? I keep asking myself that question, so I can't imagine that the virus is just going to wait for us to be protected until the 11th. And also hairdressers apparently are being told to stay closed for another 6 months in the UK, but it looks like in France they're set to reopen. Today's top news story, 870 COVID-19 patients have been discharged from hospitals in the Outremer since the start of the epidemic, and the number is constantly increasing since April the 13th. So that's a bit of good news. In sport, the 2020 European Athletics Championship in Paris have been cancelled amid the coronavirus crisis. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. I'll be telling you about a recent study that has found that half of Brits say they'll never shake hands again due to the coronavirus. And in the UK, they're trying to get Tom to number one. Yes, Captain Tom Moore's NHS charity single is trying to beat The Weeknd to get to the number one hotspot. Also coming up in this morning's show, the kingdom is safe. Three new raven chicks have been hatched at the Tower of London, which the legend says they must remain or the country will fall. And rather fitting, considering the theme for Feel Good Friday is the universe. The first geological map of the moon has been revealed to help NASA plan lunar missions. All of that and lots more coming up. But first, kicking off the first hour with your requests. And this is for three of you requested this track. Good morning to Martin, Tom and Harry, who all asked for The Beatles and Across the Universe. Just gone 8 minutes past seven on Riviera Radio. Noel Gallagher and Black Star Dancing, and that was for Brett, the Feel Good Friday theme being the universe. We'll have more of your requests coming up after all the local news, sports and weather.
When you hear an ad but can't remember the phone number or website you need,
692-472894.
No problem. Every single advertiser on Riviera Radio is included in our online database. So when you hear something that interests you, just remember the company name. Then look up their contacts in our advertiser directory. Or just use the directory to find known and trusted English-speaking companies for the exact service you need. Next time you hear an ad but can't remember the phone number or website,
for this amazing free offer, call us on 0692-472894.
No problem. We've got you covered. Get all the information you need with the advertiser directory at rivieraradio.mc.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show, brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you. Air France.
France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:29. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. 870 COVID-19 patients have been discharged from hospitals in the Outremer team since the start of the epidemic, and the number is constantly increasing since April the 13th. Across both regions, the Outremer team and the Var, 97 patients are in intensive care out of 605 patients hospitalised. COVID-19 has claimed 350 lives in the Outremer team and the Var, five of which were reported on Thursday. Thursday. In Monaco, no new COVID-19 positive cases were reported on Thursday, April the 23rd. 94 people remain affected by the coronavirus. The total number of patients who have recovered stand at 35. Two people are hospitalised, both are in intensive care. To date, there are 58 patients which are under home monitoring in the Principality, suffering from mild symptoms. And four people have died in the Principality from COVID-19 since the beginning of the epidemic. On a national level, figures released on Thursday evening saw an additional 516 lives robbed by the coronavirus in France in 24 hours. In total, 21,856 deaths have been declared, 13,547 occurred in hospitals and 8,309 in nursing homes. 29,219 patients are hospitalised. That's 522 less than on Wednesday. 7,579 patients are in intensive care. The number of patients being admitted to hospital continues to drop. After having participated Thursday morning in a video conference organised by the French president with the 22 mayors across France, the mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, says that he welcomes the progress obtained in preparation for the end of lockdown, announcing that all national education staff will be tested ahead of resuming their posts. Estrosi also added that another positive point to come out of the meeting was the possibility that under the supervision from the prefect and the regional health agency, certain business sectors could reopen earlier than elsewhere. The mayor of Nice added that he was notably thinking of the tourism industry, crucial to the region's economy. Emmanuel Macron is set to meet with unions of the hotel and restaurant industry this morning at 9:30. Riviera Radio will be keeping you updated throughout the morning on the outcome of this meeting. The Élysée said ahead of Thursday's conference, the management of the crisis will be more and more decentralised and mayors in particular will be at the helm. During the meeting, the president reportedly said that deconfinement will not be done in a regionalised manner. The president's staff said that a national framework will be set, but room for manoeuvre will be given to local elected officials, particularly in regard to school reopenings and local transport. Following an announcement from the French government, masks are to be distributed to the general public across France from May the 4th. Several distribution methods have been identified to allow as many French people as soon as possible to access them. The masks will be made available in pharmacies, town halls and newsagents. During a European summit held by video conference on Thursday, the French President Emmanuel Macron has called for the EU to be strong, united and organised in the face of the coronavirus to go further together. Macron demanded financial aid for regions and areas the worst hit by the COVID-19 epidemic, adding that European heads of state must move forward on a financial decision instead of remaining divided. Air France has announced its plans to run 30% of its flights from July onwards. Airline Air France is aiming to run 30% of its flights from July onwards and to increase the number of flights to and from major destinations in France from the 11th of May, as airlines consider possible post-confinement rules. According to a survey carried out by Odoxa, a majority of French people are opposed to schools reopening on the 11th of May. 63% believe that the progressive opening of schools is not a good idea, while 82% approve of parents having the choice whether to send their child to school or not. 58% believe that there will never be classes limited to 15 pupils as announced, and 55% think that the necessary barrier measures and supply of antibacterial gel will not be met as suggested by the Minister of Health. In a video alongside Hollywood A-listers, Princess Charlene of Monaco has called for people to stay home during the pandemic. The princess is one of the 18 ambassadors for road safety of the International Automobile Federation and took part in their #3500lives campaign. She joined other ambassadors, including Patrick Dempsey and Pharrell Williams, to encourage people to stay home during the COVID-19 lockdown in order to limit the spread of the virus. The issue of coronavirus is very close to Charlene's heart after her own husband, His Serene Highness Prince Albert of Monaco, had to self-isolate after contracting the disease in March. It was reported on April the 1st that the prince had recovered and was no longer isolating away from his family. Charlene joined the campaign in May 2019 alongside the Formula One racing driver Charles Leclerc. Finally, the Rib Club, a boating club designed to remove the hassles and expense of ownership out of boating, is giving away days out on 9-metre ribs as a thank you to the brave folk on the front line during the coronavirus who have worked tirelessly to keep us safe and keep us fed over the last 6 weeks. The offer will see 90 people offered a day out on board, with three winners per boat. The Rib Club is receiving nominations by email or on their website. For more information, you can go to rivieradio.mc. The deadline for the nominations is May the 11th.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In athletics, the 2020 European Athletics Championship in Paris has been cancelled amid the coronavirus crisis. The event was due to be staged in the French capital from the 25th to the 30th of August. Great Britain topped the medal table at the 2018 Championships in Berlin. In football, the mayor of Liverpool City Region has called for an investigation into whether a Champions League fixture should have taken place in the city in March, amid concerns it could have led to a higher number of local coronavirus cases. Liverpool's match against Atletico Madrid at Anfield on the 11th of March was attended by 52,000 supporters, including 3,000 from the Spanish capital, where a partial lockdown was already in force. In Formula One, McLaren say Ferrari are living in denial over their opposition to plans to lower Formula One's budget cap. McLaren Racing Chief Executive Zak Brown rejected claims by Ferrari team principal that F1 should not react in a hurry to the coronavirus crisis. In cricket, plans to stage the men's T20 World Cup and women's 50-over World Cup are going ahead as scheduled, according to the International Cricket Council. Australia is set to host the men in October and November, with the women's event in New Zealand in February 2021. Finally, in tennis, Andy Murray says he would definitely play on clay in September if the rearranged French Open does go ahead. And Murray says he would be surprised if the tournament can proceed as planned. The former world number one says he expects tennis will be one of the last sports to get back to normality.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coast area is up to 20 miles offshore the Outmarra Team and the VAR. There's a general situation of a depression of 1,009 millibars. Winds are southwesterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,010 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 2 to 4 variable. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,012 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio.
Beautiful here in Monaco this morning, mainly fine, some cloudy patches this morning, but clearing by this afternoon. Highs of 20 degrees in Nice, Vannes, Cannes and Antibes, reaching up to 25 degrees in parts of the VAR with a moderate southwesterly wind. This evening going down to 10 degrees in the Outmarra Team and 9 degrees in the VAR with clear skies. And the outlook for the weekend, mainly fine with some passing cloud, highs of 23 degrees with storms forecast inland in the Outmarra Team on Saturday. You're up to date. All the news is available on our webpage, rivieradio.mc, and do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. It's the Feel Good Friday edition of the Full English Breakfast, and the theme this week was the universe. Any songs to do with the universe? Thank you for all your emails. Very good morning to Rob. It is Pump Up the Volume by Mars.
CMB launches a major fundraising campaign in favour of the Princess Grace Hospital Centre and has set up a vast system for collecting donations. Through this action, CMB is strengthening its commitment to the fight against COVID-19 after having already granted the sum of €100,000 in favour of the hospital. If you wish to contribute to the financing of the means of protection of medical and healthcare workers, full details can be found on CMB's website, www.cmb.mc.
Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast. It's the Feel Good Friday edition. It's just gone 20 to 8. We'll have a look at the papers just before 8 o'clock and the BBC News live from London at 8. But continuing with your Feel Good Friday, the requests, this next one is for Kerry. Good morning to Kerry and Richard in Blighty. They say, how about the moon and back from Savage Garden? Here it is, Kerry. Thank you for your request.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, a plan for injecting billions of euros of emergency aid into Europe's battered economies has been agreed by EU heads. Meeting via video, they agreed to set up a massive recovery fund closely tied to the bloc's seven-year budget. They also confirmed that 540 billion euros of financial support would be released through existing mechanisms from June the 1st. Italy, which has had the deadliest outbreak in Europe to date, had urged its EU partners, especially the richer countries of Northern Europe, to show more solidarity. The US Congress has passed a new COVID-19 relief package totaling $484 billion, the fourth aid bill to clear Congress in response to the pandemic. The legislation tops up a small business aid fund while funding hospitals and testing. And online retailer Amazon has donated £250,000 to a fund in aid of bookshops hit by coronavirus. The tech giant initially made the donation on a low-key basis, said the book trade charity, but as speculation grew, the charity revealed that Amazon was the donor.
Barclays is proud to sponsor all the business news on 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working collaboratively and creatively, tailoring our advice to the specific background, needs, and financial ambitions of our clients. For more information, call the Monaco Private Banking team on 93153535 or visit barclays.mc/private bank. Riviera Radio.
Mainly fine, some cloudy patches this morning, clearing by this afternoon, highs of 20 degrees in Nice, Vence, Cannes and Antibes, reaching up to 25 degrees in parts of the Var with a moderate southwesterly wind. This evening going down to 10 degrees in the Outre-Maritime and 9 degrees in the Var with clear skies. The outlook for the weekend, mainly fine with some passing cloud, height of 23 degrees with storms forecast inland in the Outre-Maritime on Saturday. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:32 and will set this evening at 25 minutes past 8. In Paris today, it's 25 degrees and sunny. London has 22 degrees and sunshine. And Milan, 24 degrees and sunny. Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast. I'm Sarah Lysett with you until 10 o'clock. And it's the Feel Good Friday edition. Today's top news story, 870 COVID-19 patients have been discharged from hospitals in the Outre-Maritime since the start of the epidemic. And the number is constantly increasing since April the 13th. And in sport, the 2020 European Athletics Championships in Paris have been cancelled amid the coronavirus crisis. Also coming up, I'll be telling you about the study of half of Brits say they'll never shake hands again due to the coronavirus. And we'll be taking a look at The Kingdom is Safe. Three new raven chicks have hatched at the Tower of London, where legend says they must remain or the country will fall. And also, along with the theme of the Feel Good Friday, which is the universe, the first geological map of the moon has been revealed to help NASA plan lunar missions. All of that and the local news, sports and weather at 8:30. But moving along swiftly with your request for Feel Good Friday. The next one is for Martin and Tina. They say, can I suggest a Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, as that is how life is in lockdown, and unsure when we'll be able to make it to Mondulur. Well, I hope it's soon. Here it is. Thank you for your request, Martin and Tina. Muse and Supermassive Black Hole. It's just gone 8 minutes past eight on Riviera Radio. Yes! Train there and drops of Jupiter, and that was for Julia. Thank you for your Feel Good Friday request. And before that, you heard Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, and that was for Martin and Tina. It's just gone 8:15, and it's time for this morning's comedy clip, and it's all about wine.
Everyone pretends to be experts in wine. We've all got this sort of, we all just take part in this weird lie that we're all connoisseurs in wine. A lot of people drink and like wine, but let's be honest, at least 90% of us are not experts in the field of wine. But we go out to restaurants. Nobody at the table knows anything about wine. The waiter himself, he knows nothing about wine. We know red colour and white colour. That's all you know. But you will pretend you know a great deal more. Would you like to see the wine list? He might as well be saying, would you like the book of gibberish? Yes, I would. Let me pretend I'm looking at that. Ignore all the words and focus entirely on the prices. Let's do that. I want this one. You just pointed. You can't even the confidence to say it. I want this one. Ah, a fine choice. I don't know. Then they come and they show you the bottle. You have to stop your conversation to stare at a bottle of wine. But you go along with it because it's all part of it. It's the only part of the meal you need to witness that it's coming from the right source. It's not like you order a hamburger and they come up with a photo of a cow. This is a cow.
That was this morning's comedy clip all about wine from Michael McIntyre. And somebody who does know a lot about wine, Club Viva Nova and Mitten Wines have restructured to survive the coronavirus lockdown. And they're now promoting daily stay-home recipes at their websites. And they in turn link to wines that they're offering on special lockdown deals with free home deliveries. What more could you want? People interested could order securely online. And then they deliver daily to Monaco and the French Riviera, offering a free prime next day delivery on all their international, mainly New World wines, such as Eden Mill Gins and from St Andrews in Scotland, and Broken Clock Vodka, the wines as well as the gins and the vodka. They're also offering Australian cases, New Zealand cases, South American Sauvignon Blanc and Malbec cases, and special budget lockdown cases as well. And they're delivering gin and tonic packs and lots of various offers at reduced prices to help regular clients during this crisis. So there you go. If you want to find out more, just go to www.mittenwines.com. Now, moving on swiftly with the Feel Good Friday requests, the subject being the universe. The next one is from Martin in Fonvier. And you wanted Venus in Blue Jeans. All the local news, sports and weather is next. The Beach Boys there, and Warmth of the Sun, and that was a Feel Good Friday request for Jim in Belfast. Thank you very much for your Feel Good Friday request, Jim. Now, this is a special birthday request, actually. We're a day late, so belated happy birthday to Sue Harris. Very happy 60th birthday, and it's from Phil and your daughter Zoe. You're in South Wales in the UK, and you listen to Riviera Radio, and you always come and visit the area when you can, in the south of France, in Cap Die. You've been visiting Cap Die since 1968, apparently. I hope you had a lovely birthday. Well, it can continue today. Why not? It is lockdown after all. And this is for you, Sue. It is Electric Light Orchestra, and it's Sweet Talking Women. Happy, happy birthday. Electric Light Orchestra and Sweet Talking Women, and happy birthday. That was for Sue Harris. Happy 60th birthday listening to us in South Wales. That was from your husband Phil and your daughter Zoe. A very, very happy birthday. It could go on until the end of lockdown, really, couldn't it, theoretically speaking? Now, moving, it's just coming up to 9:05, moving along swiftly. We'll fit one more request in before look at the papers and the BBC News at 9:00. This next one is for Shane and Space Cowboy.
Everything has got